Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum, and on today's show, we've got Jason Uike, and Jim Wyban, and they're both here to talk about agri-food, aquaculture, and an upcoming egg accelerator. And of course, we'll find out what it means to be an egg entrepreneur. And I want to welcome you both to Bite Marks Cafe.
Thanks for having us, Bert.
Now, you know, Jason, you know, pardon me for you know, manhandling your name, but you know, you know, I have trouble with these four-letter last names. Anyway, so Jason and Jim, you know, I've had you guys on before talking about egg and the work that you guys are doing, primarily based in Hilo. And I guess it was maybe, what, a couple of years ago, you guys had a pretty nice little egg conference, and it was kind of a coming out sort of party, right? And let me ask you both, what was it that got you into this business? And Jim, I know you have a long story of your history, which I think involves shrimp. But Jason, I mean, what is it that got you into this business and trying to be kind of like prime promoters for the sort of egg tech and egg entrepreneur?
So it actually does go all the way back into Jim's history, and I'll be really brief, but you know, we had a STEM-based small business that we bootstrapped, and it basically changed the whole shrimp industry from technology that was developed and commercialized from Hawaii. Jim is actually my stepfather, and so, you know, after we sold the company, Jim started a nonprofit called High Plan, and we ran a $25,000 grand prize business plan competition for 5 years. And really, it turned out to be a entrepreneur discovery exercise. We, you know, saw that agriculture and food were passions of this island in particular, but really Hawaii in general. Mm-hmm. And so we, you know, also saw that there's a need to improve our food production and improve our food security. So over COVID, we pivoted to focus on STEM-based agri-food tech business development, and that's how we got to convening the first Tropical Agri-Food Tech Conference in 2022.
Yeah, I know, and then that was quite a accomplishment. And Jim, maybe you can give us you know, kind of in a relatively quick manner, like what if you guys accomplished since then? I mean, and what did it spawn back in 2022 that has kind of occupied your time until now?
Yeah, so we convened that Tropical Ag Tech Conference here in Hilo in June of 2022 and had a really good turnout and a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of encouragement to continue down that path. And one of the things that resulted, you know, we decided to do another conference, and we reached out to the biggest player in the ag tech space, this Silicon Valley-based SDG Ventures Thrive, and got them as partners to do a second conference, which we did in Honolulu at the Convention Center last September. And that brought us more international attention, more VCs from Silicon Valley and so forth. So it kind of built on the momentum that we had started in the first conference and kept going. And in that second conference, we got a lot more entrepreneurs involved, giving them time on stage to pitch their businesses. And so that was really an interesting thing. So, that built a lot of momentum in this area. And I think that probably gave rise to, you know, the project that we're now working on that, you know, is funded by HTDC and the SBA through the GAFC grant, which is, you know, the Germinate mini pre-accelerator that we're here to talk about.
Yeah, and so, you know, when you did the conference last year, 2023, you did it on Oahu. Did the companies that participated in the pitch, were they also part of a cohort? Did they receive any money? And are you able to share maybe some successes that they might have had over the course of this, you know, past maybe a year or so?
Well, yeah, one thing we did. Oh, go ahead, Jay.
Oh, I was just going to say they did not come out of a cohort that we ran. We made an international call for agri-food tech and aquaculture tech startups to apply, and we selected 10. One dropped out, so we ended up with 9. But we had startups from all the way from Vietnam, Singapore, Japan, Philadelphia, California, and Hawaii. And actually, you know, one of the we had a panel of judges to judge them, and there was a winner, which was the startup from Vietnam, who's actually doing quite well. And we had a audience choice winner that were a couple girls from California, and Jim just so happened to talk to them over the past couple of weeks and has some great news to share about that as a result.
Well, that's and then with, you know, with them being recognized, with them being a part of your program, were there some, I guess, benefits? I mean, did they receive money, I guess, to continue the work that they're doing? What was the sort of benefit that they received as a result of being recognized?
Well,
yeah,
one of
basically
the
exposure.
Okay. And
then, go ahead, Jim.
Jim.
Yeah, so the girls were from Stanford Design School, and they have this technology to convert agricultural waste into usable vegetable oil as an alternative to palm oil. And they're working out in Indonesia in that. But the state of Hawaii Department of Agriculture was in attendance listening to their pitch, and ended up contracting them to do an assessment of local seaweeds to see if seaweed production in Hawaii could produce feedstock for their oil system. So that was, they're really stoked about it. We were really happy with that, and the state of Hawaii Department of Agriculture is very pleased with it. So that's the kind of thing that we're hoping to have happen when you bring all these smart people together and money people, that things really get going. And there were lots of really cool interactions that came about because of it.
Well, that sounds good. And, of course, I do want to follow up with some discussion around, you know, High Plan and Germinate and the sort of pre-accelerator that you're launching. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation with ag entrepreneurs Jason Uwiki and Jim Wyban. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Hastings and Pleadwell, a communication company.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Bert Lum. If you're just joining us, we're talking to ag entrepreneurs Jason Uwiki and Jim Wyban, and they were on the show a couple of years ago launching an ag conference. They had a follow-up second year in Honolulu, and, you know, we're talking about some of the companies that were involved with pitching and where they are now, I guess, in terms of, you know, getting more visibility for some of these ag startups. And Jim, you mentioned something called a pre-accelerator. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about, you know, we're kind of accustomed to the idea of a cohort of companies going into an accelerator. And and getting the benefit of, you know, your network of expertise. But what exactly have you in mind with a pre-accelerator?
Right. Yeah. Well, the traditional accelerator is a little more sophisticated. Usually they're requiring a team to enter, and they have to be, you know, pretty much have a firm business plan in mind, and they receive a bunch of money from the organizer, and they have to give up some equity to the organizers that do the accelerator. This is really popular up in Silicon Valley and in a bunch of places. And we have a couple of those in Hawaii, you know, Elemental Accelerator, Blue Startups, Mana Up. And our version of it is, because we're just kind of getting into it, is what we're calling a pre-accelerator, mm-hmm. where the companies are not that far along in the process. They're just getting started, and it's more in the ideation level of developing the business. And so it's an accelerator. We're going to have lots of mentoring. We're going to have, you know, lectures about, you know, the various important issues on how do you, you know, develop your business and business planning and so forth in commercialization. But, you know, we're not giving them a bunch of money to start, and they're not giving us any equity to start. And mm-hmm. it's, you know, an earlier stage in the process of going from an idea to a commercial company.
Okay, well, now that makes a lot of sense. Jason, the nonprofit that you and Jim started, it's kind of a combination of Germinate and High Plan. And I know you mentioned High Plan earlier as sort of the founding nonprofit. What's the relationship and the branding connection between Germinate and High Plan? And since you're the executive director of the nonprofit, I figure you're the best to speak to that.
Thanks. Well, so the nonprofit's name is actually Hawaii Island Business Plan Competition, and we've been using High Plan for short.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And since we're no longer doing a business plan competition, we have rebranded as Germinate by High Plan to do the mini pre-accelerator program and some of the other events that we're now taking on in terms of trying to make Hawaii a global leader in tropical agri-food and aquaculture tech. So. Yeah. Basically, it's the same organization, but we've just made it more ag tech friendly.
Mm-hmm. And you know, when you, Jason, when you describe some of the things that you're focusing in on, maybe tell us a little bit about what is included in agri-food. What is the agri-food category?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, Bert, because most people don't understand this, but it's very wide. So in the investment VC community, it's actually they label it as downstream, midstream, and upstream technologies. I think a better way to describe it, although they don't match up exactly, is to think of it as technologies that are pre-production, production, and post-production.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be anything from inputs to agriculture to technologies that improve efficiency and productivity and or reduce risk, and anything that's beyond production, so processing all the way to consumer. So it's pretty broad.
And so, Jim, you know, with that explanation, you're not necessarily looking for people to grow food as a result of, you know, their agricultural business. You're looking at technologies that help the production and the post. Is that a correct assessment?
Well, I would say that we're trying to introduce technologies into Hawaii that improve the farming economics for the agriculture community or aquaculture community. There's lots and lots of amazing technologies that are being developed around the world that can improve efficiencies so that the farmers can make more money. And when the farmers make more money, agriculture will grow as an industry. Mm-hmm. You know, Hawaii's ag industry used to be more than 50% of the GDP of Hawaii, and now it's less than 0.5%. You know, so it's shrunk and continues to shrink, and it's because the farmers don't make any money. And so we see the solution to that is introducing new technologies. And these aren't necessarily AI and GPS and stuff like that. Some of them are, you know, soil additives, better germplasm, you know, what the farmers are growing, digitization of the supply chain, all kinds of things that help the farmers make more money. And so that's our goal. We want to help Hawaii agriculture become a winning proposition.
So Jim, with that description and the pre-accelerator program, what are you looking for in the applicants that are going to be a part of your pre-accelerator? Are you going to be looking for building some capacity? Are you going to look for some technology that is already inherent in the participants? What are you ideally looking for?
Well, we're looking for people who have enthusiasm towards the ideas that we've been talking about here about how to grow Hawaii's agri-food industry and want to participate that in a productive commercial way. You know, how can we build a business? And if they have an idea, we're, you know, pretty experienced now in advising people, and we have an extensive global network of mentors we can connect people to that can help them develop their ideas. And in the end, you know, by the end of the mini pre-accelerator, their business plan will be developed. They'll have some contacts, potential for financing, and they'll be off to the races in terms of building a company and, you know, whatever stage that starts at.
Do you, Jim, envision an accelerator program that you folks will have started and the pre-accelerator potentially be a feeder into that accelerator program?
Well, that's the logical progression of this track that we see, Bert. We will have to grow some as an organization, you know, in terms of that'll take a lot more money and staffing and stuff. So, but that's the logical progression. If the pre-accelerator is successful, then we'll likely grow up to be a full-blown accelerator.
Okay, yeah, no, that totally makes sense. You know, I do want to have both of you talk a little bit about who are you looking for and who is this pre-accelerator program really geared for. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation with ag entrepreneurs Jason Uiki and Jim Wyban. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors, Bavarian Motor Experts, and Chaminade University.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum, right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR1. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to ag entrepreneurs Jason Uiki and Jim Wyban. And right before the break, we're talking a little bit about the pre-accelerator program that both Jim and Jason are launching. And I'd like to get Jason to tell us a little bit of what the program entails. But more importantly, this is something that you feel is going to help build capacity on or in Hawaii, and it's not necessarily something that you're looking for. Let's say participants from the continent, you're looking for participation from people right here in Hawaii, in our neighborhoods, in our back doors. So Jason, I mean, what's the program like, and who are you looking for to be a part of it?
Yeah, thanks, Bert. So it's a 5-week hybrid program. We're going to do bookends with in-person events. We're going to have a launch in Kona, and then we're going to end with a demo day in Honolulu. And in between, we'll be doing some virtual mentoring and workshops. So we're really looking forward to develop Hawaii talent. And, you know, the problems that are facing Hawaii's agriculture and food security are actually global. But in Hawaii, we're very different from what's going on up on the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
in terms of the landscape, where we tend to be a lot smaller in scale. And the actual terrain that we grow our agricultural crops on it's very different. It's, you know, we're in the tropics. And so we're looking to develop local talent, and who better than locals to solve our own problems? So we're looking for people who, you know, understand the local culture, because that's a big part of the adoption process,
mm-hmm.
who desire to try and increase our food security and do it in ways that are also good for the environment. So it's a tough challenge, but we think that Hawaii is actually very well suited to be a global leader in doing this.
Now, Jason, you and Jim are both in Hilo. What is it about Kona that you want to launch the pre-accelerator? Why Kona and not, you know, just in your backyard in Hilo?
Well, you know, for several reasons. One, we had a business there called High Health Aquaculture for 20 years, and mm-hmm. so we feel at home there, and we have a lot of network working there as well, with the aquaculture part of our history. And, you know, we do think that aquaculture is a big opportunity for Hawaii, and people often forget that aquaculture is a part of agriculture. So yeah. That's a big reason of why we're launching in Kona, thanks to Nelha and Greg Barber
mm-hmm.
for allowing us to use their premises for our launch.
Great. Now, Jim, you know, whether it's ag and agri-food, and I think you mentioned earlier that, you know, Hawaii did have a period in time when 50% of our sort of GDP was based on ag, and that's decreased quite a bit. What is it that you think needs to happen to get that percent contribution to our sort of GDP to start going upwards? You know, is it, obviously, it's programs like what you folks are doing, but does policy need to change? Does more investment need to happen? What is it going to take to get ag to another level that's really contributing to our sort of economic diversity?
That's a complex question. Thanks, Bert. But there's a couple things that need to happen. You know, workforce development, obviously. The kids growing up need to hear more about, you know, good things about agriculture and aquaculture as a possible career opportunity. And this goes, you know, through the high schools and into the university. We'd like to see more programmatic. You know, in Hawaii, even though aquaculture has been has a very long tradition and has been quite successful, it's still sort of the poor stepchild of agriculture. You know, it doesn't really get the respect or the attention it deserves in funding or public support. We'd like to see that fixed. And just overall, ag needs more investment. Hawaii needs to invest. You know, they make these laws of, say, 30 by 30 that the Department of Education is going to serve 30% of its food service using local products,
mm-hmm.
but they don't put any money in behind it. And
mm-hmm.
you don't just make things like that. That's a big goal, noble, but it takes money. And so we need to see the legislature and the governor move in this direction. And, you know, we're hoping that things, you know, can turn around and people get more excited and enthused about that.
Do you have the champions in the legislature that can help carry that message forward?
Yeah, we do. That's true. I want to stay kind of politically neutral in this interview, Bert. And you know, we're right in the middle of the leg session, and it's crazy times, right?
I hear you. And you know, one of the things that you know, I've noticed, having been doing this show for a little while. You know, aquaculture, you know, ag tech, ag business is a recurring topic. And as you mentioned, aquaculture, I never actually heard it be considered a stepchild or, you know, sort of a lesser cousin to the ag business. But you would think that aquaculture has a rightful place, a rightful home in Hawaii, being that we're in the middle of the Pacific. There's ocean all around us. There's a lot of, you know, ocean resources. What do you think is the biggest obstacle from any really notable aquaculture production?
Well, I would say that Hawaii, you know, what people in Hawaii need to recognize is Hawaii's global reputation in aquaculture is 5 stars. Hawaii is considered, you know, the home of SPF shrimp, open ocean aquaculture, nutraceutical production in algae. Mm-hmm. And these things are known about Hawaii around the world. And yet here in Hawaii, we barely know about it. It's like, it's a crazy thing. So just getting the public aware of what's actually happening in aquaculture would be, you know, very beneficial. But again, we need more investment. And, you know, years ago, there was a investment program, Act 221, mm-hmm. that, you know, died a miserable death because of, you know, maybe some abuse and things like that. I've actually proposed, why don't we have an Aqua 221 Act to get money into the aquaculture industry for business development. I think that would be a fantastic leap forward.
Well, Jim, you know, I want to give you a chance to share a little bit about where people can go to find out about the pre-accelerator program, and that's coming up real quick. And I know you want to get some of those applicants in your portfolio. So where can people go and how can they best prepare? Now, we only got short time, so basically, tell me, where can they go to find out more information?
The best is to go to our website, which is germinatehawaii.com. So that's just like all one word, germinatehawaii.com.
Very good.
And that's got all the info on it, and it's got lots of videos, links to from the conference and all kinds of good stuff.
Well, thanks, Jim. And Jason Uiki and Jim Wyban, they're the founders of Germinate, a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to building agri-food and aquaculture ecosystem here in Hawaii. I want to thank you both for joining us today, and thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about Cyber Hawaii. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineers, David Chong, catch us on HBR One every Wednesday or anytime via the HBR app or your favorite application. You stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.